is a bloom shoots up through the stony ground. There's no room.
Battery charging for portable devices such as this laptop using solar power is a very high value application. The DARPA Very High Efficiency Solar Cell Program recognized that the surface area of this device is limited, so very high efficiencies were required. Christiana and I discovered a new approach that involves splitting the light spectrum from sunlight and separating the series connected devices that would lead to new high efficiencies. Devices like this have never been measured before the work now going on at the University of Delaware, and the measurement work that you're about to see is state-of-the-art for measuring these types of important devices.
To permit easy testing, we developed this test platform. On top of an Echo Sun Tracker, we install an optical plate with our test setup, consisting of a lens and aperture whose focus is adjustable, and our test boards developed and derived from the form factor of cell phone SIM cards. These allow us to independently swap out solar cells and the dichroic mirror for best efficiency. These are mounted on XYZ micromanipulator stages and wired by these ribbon cables to the plug board, which is attached to our custom Keithley-based sweeping setup. Now Paolo will show us how the system is actually used to test solar cells.
One of the best things about our test bed is that we can test multiple devices without moving any parts. So I'm holding a MIDI solar cell mounted and wire bonded to a carrier board. Once mounted, they're easy to handle from one side and the cell is on the opposite end. The boards provide repeatable mechanical alignment and good electrical contact. They are then inserted into SIM sockets mounted on three-axis stages, which are used to find the focal point. Both MIDI and low-E cells are using one universal board. On top of the low-E cell is the dichroic mirror, mounted on a similar board that matches the low-E cell, allowing for spacing that reduces the number of mechanical parts. The dichroic mirror splits the solar spectrum into two subbands, which are effectively absorbed by the cells. Once everything is aligned, we quickly measure the short circuit current with Keithley source meters. And we also use these source meters to sweep the cells to find the IV characteristics. This concludes our measuring procedure.
The fundamental novelty in the DARPA technology is that it allows us to integrate different types of solar cells and energy conversion technologies into a single device. The existing testing setup integrates gallium arsenide solar cells, or gallium arsenide based solar cells, with other 3-5 materials and also with silicon. This allows us to achieve substantially higher efficiency while also achieving affordability. However, this is by no means the limitation of the technology. One of the future aims of the DARPA program is to develop low-cost approaches that allow us to combine a silicon solar cell with other low-cost devices to reach high efficiency at very low cost.